Yeah, good game. Thought we did really well today. We probably should have been 3 or 4 nil up at half-time. Ainsworth, Sarcevic, Grant and Sifty should have scored and, you know, would have been well in the way. Then at the end, we obviously had a couple of good saves from Luke to give us the point. But first half, you know, should have really been ahead. Second half as well, we have a couple of opportunities and... But that's the way it is. You know, we move on now. It's a good point.
How pleasing is it to finally get back to getting a clean sheet and avoiding giving away an early goal?
Yeah, I mean, it's very good. And, you know, the players put in a lot of effort today. You know, we had 8 hours up yesterday. We've played with 10 players on Tuesday and a Saturday. So, you know, delighted with the players today. They're, you know, fantastic professionals, as I've said. And, you know, another very good performance from us.
And towards the end, your goalkeeper and captain, having been injured, kept you in it.
Yeah, I mean, him and Songo, you know, I mean, Songo made a great block and Luke made a couple of very good saves as well. So, you know, delighted with that and, you know, delighted that, you know, he was able to pull off the great saves.
And Luke had to receive treatment about just before those three saves he made. How is he?
Yeah, he's okay. Just a knock to his ankle and his Achilles. So, you know, we'll assess that. But after that, you know, he had a number of very good saves, but overall performance wise, you know, delighted with the team today. Difficult coming here, a lot of pressure in the game, and we came out well.
Yes, I think from my point of view, halfway to being a classic Argyle away performance, just it's not the goal. Is it a concern? Just do you feel you're creating enough, or need more chances just to be more clinical?
Well, we had 4 in the first half, 1-1 with the goalkeeper, so you can't have any more than that in the first period. But no, delighted with the performance and the way we played.
Is it important just to feel you've stopped the rot, you've turned the corner, and it just changes the mood a bit?
Well, I don't see that as being the case. We've had a lot of good performances and, you know, we've had, you know, better performances than we've had today, but this was a good one from another point of view, and we haven't had the results because we've had 3 sending offs in 7 games, and, you know, we've had that to deal with. But overall, we feel that we should have more points than, you know, we have, because our play deserves that.
Is it now a case of getting back to what's more like business as usual for Plymouth Argyle?
Well, we're always at that, and you know, I think that it's all about picking up points. It's you know, a good league, and you know, we're delighted that you know, we've been able to get into it.
And wasn't too much for the fans to cheer in the last sort of quarter of an hour. So you made 3 pretty attacking substitutions. You brought on Lemieux and Jarvis and Alex Fletcher. But do you feel you actually, as it turned out, you lost your foothold in the game a little bit and were a bit more open?
Yeah, we could have. We did a wee bit, but not too much, because we did create, I think Alex Fletcher was through in goal and the goalkeeper saves it, and Ainsworth was in as well. We had a couple of free kicks and corner kicks, but in the end, you know, their opportunities will always be spoken about, because they came, you know, right to the end of the game, and as people do, they forget the start of the game.
Yes, I mean, all I can feel at the moment is just the adrenaline from Luke having made those saves. In terms of where Argyle are now, are you happy?
Yeah, delighted. You know, delighted at the progress we're making. We're a football club that is moving forward, and it's a difficult league to go into. And if I explain week in, week out, and I'm not going to do it again because people get annoyed with what I say, but that's the reason.